You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm pleased to have with me once again Patrick Highsmith. He is the chairman of Firefox Gold Corp. That is a sponsor to this show and a company that I follow closely in my newsletter and one that I personally hold shares in. Patrick has a distinguished career as a geologist, having worked with major mining companies like Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, and Newmont. He has worked on more than 250 projects around the world through his career. Like some other experienced geoscientists, Patrick is using his talents that he accumulated over the years to help a smaller exploration company to find the big deposits that major companies have to rely on. And before I say hello to Patrick, I should tell you, Firefox trades in Toronto under the symbol FFOX, and you can buy it down in the States, as I have under FFOXF, 99.5 million shares outstanding, giving it a market cap around $30 million right now. Patrick, thank you so much for joining me again.
Well, thank you, Jay. It's great to be with you.
It's really good to have you with us. Just for the sake of those who may not be familiar with the Firefox story, can you quickly tell us why Firefox Gold has chosen to be active in Finland? Not only are you active there, but you've really picked up a big chunk of ground.
That's right, Jay. We built Firefox in 2017 to be entirely targeted on Finland. Our CEO, Carl Lofberg, is based in Finland. Most of our team is based in Finland. And the reasons for that, Jay, when you're doing exploration for gold, you go where the gold is. Mm-hmm. And of course, geologically, that really comes first. But here have a special circumstance. There's a greenstone belt in northern Finland with one major gold mine operated by Agnico Eagle, and now a second major discovery by Rupert Resources. But it's really underexplored, Jay. So geologically, of course, we want to go to places with a high probability of success and the right rocks. But let's not forget, I mean, Finland's a great place to work. It's one of the most stable governments in the world. It is among the lowest in the world in corruption. The infrastructure is spectacular. We have paved highways and international airports north of the Arctic Circle, crisscrossing our property. So we have paved highways and power lines. And also, the mining law, quite frankly, is transparent, well-structured, and easy to understand in both Finnish and English. So it's a great place to explore as well, Jay.
You know, I have to start out really by asking you about your June 17th announcement. Spectacular assay that you reported, 93.88 grams per ton of gold over 1.35 meters on your Mustajärvi project in Finland. I know that is probably the one that's most advanced project, but aside from the drill hole intersections and that exceptionally rich grade, what can you tell us about what you know about this Mustajärvi project, and what are your plans for the for that target?
Yes, Jay, we just announced those new high-grade intercepts at Mustajärvi in mid-June. So we are right now developing our strategy to follow up on that. And I just want to point something out. It's quite significant, we believe, when you encounter what we call bonanza-grade gold on an exploration project. And bonanza grade is an old term, Jay. It's actually kind of an informal term, but it's been defined as deposits containing more than about 34 grams per ton or veins containing more than about 34 grams per ton or 1 ounce per ton. Mm-hmm. Now, the World Gold Council also goes so far as to define a high-quality underground mine as those averaging 8 to 10 grams per ton. Mm-hmm. So when we intersect something like 1.35 meters of 93.88 grams per ton, clearly that's a bonanza-grade vein, and we need to understand more about it. These high-grade deposits can be quite spectacular if that's the nature of the mineralization that eventually becomes a mine, or maybe they're indicating the top of a system where maybe the grades are lower at depth, but there's thicker intercepts. Mm-hmm. So we have a number of questions to address, Jay. Is there a lot more of the bonanza grade? in which case our ultimate target is an underground mine with these sorts of excellent grades? Or do we need to test the roots of this system? Some textures in this rock look like we might be in the epizonal or more shallower portions of the deposit. So right now, the team's gathering in Finland and reviewing a lot of core and looking at a lot of data, and we're sort of determining in our 2021 and 2022 drilling what are the next steps. Obviously, there will be close step-outs around this Bonanza Grade intercept, Jay. There are several other Bonanza Grade intercepts along this stretch of at least 1.5 kilometers of the structure that we've already identified. So more drilling is coming. Some of those will be quite close step-outs around that high grade to really nail it down and see if that's the best or is there even better grade down there. But we'll also be testing these clusters of other grade along the structure because, as you know, we have more assays still coming on this property. We've only seen the results from 3 holes out of the 11 that we just drilled.
Well, we're going to be watching closely for them, that's for sure. And then also be interested in when you talk more about your drill plans, I suppose you'll be making an announcement in that regard. This project, Musta Jarvi, is certainly not the only project. I guess it's the most advanced so far, but you are expecting to have 4 drill-ready projects by September. Can you talk a little bit about the other prospects that you're going to be working on?
Of course. We are, as you pointed out, a large holder of tenements in Lapland. We have about 800 square kilometers of prospective ground, and Musta Jarvi has been with us since the beginning. It's fully permitted and drill-ready, and as we've said, we've got a lot more drilling to do there. But we will have, by late summer or September, a total of 4 projects that are drill-ready. Jay, we've now drilled on 3 of them. The 4th one called Sarvi is coming very soon. The market's sort of watching that one because it adjoins Rupert's discovery at Area 1. And so we see it as a bit of a pipeline of projects, Jay, and there's a logic for that. Sure, we've hit gold on more than one property. We've got anomalies on these several that I've just been talking about. But in an emerging belt like this, we don't know where the next discovery is coming from, quite frankly. So having a lot of land is often the way that a major company plays these belts. But here in Lapland, there are only about 4 juniors and 2 majors that control the whole belt. And we're one of those major players, Jay. And we're the only one, by the way, that doesn't have a major investment from a strategic shareholder like another mining company or a joint venture partner. So Firefox shareholders own 100% of our potential. And we have something like 11 total projects, 4 of which will be drill ready by late summer.
And a market cap, as I said, of only around $30 million in Canadian money. Well, this Sarvi project is right next to Rupert's discovery. Could you talk a little bit about that? And do you think it may be a continuation of Rupert, or is it similar geology? What's the story there?
Absolutely. Our Sarvi project has been showing up in our presentation and on our maps for some time. But, of course, mechanized exploration isn't allowed in Finland until the permits are granted. So we've done geophysics there, we've done till sampling, the sort of things that aren't obtrusive or don't disturb much ground. So the permit process has been through its hearing. We know that permit is coming very soon, perhaps within the next month. So what's significant about it, Jay, is not just its location, but in our business, we look for analogs to other successful projects and major discoveries. So just as Musta Jarvi is in a very similar setting to Rupert's discovery, similar rocks along a major structure, and we see the same sort of chemistry, gold going with bismuth and tellurium. So that's one thing that got us excited about Musta Jarvi, was it has similarities. Here at Sarvi, not only do we see similar volcanic rocks immediately along Rupert's northern boundary, but we also see these important cross structures, Jay. They were late in the gold-forming process. They may have hosted a lot of the gold-forming process, and we geologists refer to them in Finland as the D3 structures, meaning the third deformation event. So those structures cross-cut Rupert. We can see them in the magnetics, and they actually come up and extend onto the Sarvi property as interpreted from our airborne magnetics. So now we have similar rocks, some of the same structures coming onto our ground, and the sampling we have been able to do without doing mechanized exploration has yielded some gold anomalies in the glacial sediments that cover everything. Jay, remember, in this part of Finland, you can't just walk out and break off a piece of rock. Usually it's covered by a few meters of glacial sediments, and so we sample the till. And as we've reported previously, in our samples of some of the till along some of those structures, we've identified about over 100 little micro nuggets of gold that the glaciers have moved around. Uh-huh. So that means there's some gold kicking around somewhere, usually from not too far away. So at Sarvi, immediately we will begin with some more mechanized forms of till sampling. We've already done more geophysics even this year, and we'll be honing in on targets to see if we can find more analogs to the drilling by Rupert at Ikkari, which is less than 5 kilometers away to our south, Jay. So we're pretty encouraged about Sarvi.
Yeah, indeed. And beyond your four drill-ready projects that you're looking to begin drilling on and continuing to drill on, I think something like 800 square kilometers that you have, you've got your team out there looking for new targets beyond those four.
Absolutely right. While we'll be drilling on probably all four of the properties during the winter of 2021 and 2022, Jay, on the earlier stage properties, we are conducting till sampling. We're conducting airborne magnetics over those properties. Some of these, like our Kolho property, which is just northeast of Rupert and east of the Sarvi area we were just talking about, is a huge property, 150 square kilometers in one property. We've got a huge till sample database from the Geological Survey of Finland, which we have paid to have reanalyzed for gold for the first time. So that database has now just been generated. So now we know where there are historic anomalies to go visit. Huge property like that, no drilling that we know of along these structures, and a very similar setting to the setting that led to the Ikkari discovery. So that's just one of the big properties. And some of these adjoin Agnico Eagle's mine property to the north near the Kittila mine, and others are along the famous Serka Break, one of the major through-going structures that controls the gold in this part of the world. So really prospective portfolio, and geologists are using the midnight sun in Finland right now to get out there prospecting on those.
Yeah. Indeed. Long days up there. Well, just to summarize now, we're just about out of time. How well funded are you to carry out your program this year? And then maybe just give our listeners an idea of what sort of share price drivers that people should keep their eyes on going forward.
Yes, Jay, that's the best part of the story, frankly. After our oversubscribed financing that we closed in, I guess it was early June, we don't need money for quite a long time now, Jay. We have well over $3 million in the bank. We have a lot of in-the-money warrants that, if things continue to go well, could easily translate to doubling or tripling the treasury from where it is now. So with that sort of the excitement of having the pressure off the stock, when you're in a tough market and people know you need to finance, now people can look for execution from Firefox. And so we have about 10,000 meters of drilling planned, Jay, over the next 12 to 18 months. That'll go up and down depending on results, of course. So a lot of news flow. And as I said, 8 more drill holes coming from the Bonanza Grade Mustajärvi property. Those will be coming out over the summer. And we'll also be reporting on the earlier stage exploration, sort of intermingled with that. This is the busy field season to get ready for drilling again, Jay, which will start in about September or October. And then we go right through the winter again, just as we did last year. So Firefox is in a great situation. No need to finance anytime in the foreseeable future. And a heck of a pipeline of projects with a lot of drill targets looming.
All right. Very exciting. We'll have to leave it go at that. Patrick, thank you so much for spending time with us and updating us on this very exciting story. We'll look to do it again sometime in the not-too-distant future, hopefully. Well, folks, don't go away, because Alistair MacLeod will be with me right after the commercial break to talk about the dilemma the Federal Reserve has gotten itself into and what will that mean for the financial markets. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Alistair MacLeod.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Labrador Gold is an exploration company focused on its flagship Kingsway project, located in central Newfoundland Gold District. Labrador Gold's first phase drilling program has successfully identified high-grade gold mineralization, including a 3.6-meter intercept, grading 20.6 grams per ton gold, and 1.85 meters, grading 50.38 gram per ton gold. The company has approximately $35 million in the treasury and is led by a world-class team of CEO Roger Moss and technical advisors Sean Ryan and Quentin Henney.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.